The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome to you all. And just a reminder for those who were here yesterday that yesterday we briefly reflected on appreciating or delighting in the Dharma, this gift of having this path of practice to guide us towards true happiness and the complete liberation from stress and suffering, and towards the a refuge and peace that is beyond things being any particular way. And there is a sutta that I particularly appreciate in the Anguttara Nikaya, where the Buddha lists six kinds of wholesome enjoyment or delight. He says that these both gladden the mind and bring joy and happiness here and now, and they also support the deepening of the practice. They plant the seeds of future liberation. They support the cultivation of the highest happiness, which is peace and a deep inner well-being that is completely unconditional. And this is a very short discourse that I'll read to you here. The Buddha says, "Practitioners, when one has six qualities, they are full of joy and happiness in the present life, and they have laid the groundwork for ending the defilements. What six? It's when one delights in the Dhamma, delights in cultivating skillful qualities, delights in giving up unskillful qualities, delights in seclusion, delights in non-affliction, and delights in non-obsession. When one has these six qualities, they're full of joy and happiness in the present life, and they've laid the groundwork for the ending of the defilements." So the defilements are the sources of all of our mental stress and suffering, and all of the ways that we limit ourselves and restrict our happiness. And these three defilements are greed, aversion, and delusion. I'll read this one more time, and some of the words, they have in Pali, the language that the Buddha's teachings were originally recorded in. Some of these words, they have multiple meanings, so I'll read it again, just using some alternate translations along the way. "Practitioners, when one has six qualities, they're full of joy and happiness in the present life, and they have laid the groundwork for ending the defilements. What six? It's when one delights in the practice, delights in cultivating the wholesome, delights in relinquishing the unwholesome, delights in seclusion, delights in kindness, and delights in non-objectification. When one has these six qualities, they are full of joy and happiness in the present life, and they have laid the groundwork for the ending of defilements." So again, yesterday we briefly reflected upon the first of these, delighting in the Dhamma, delighting in the practice. And under that heading of delighting in the practice is the second of these kinds of wholesome enjoyment or delight, which is delighting in cultivating skillful qualities. Now, the word here that's being translated as skillful, the Pali word is kusala, and this can also mean wholesome or beneficial or supportive of true well-being. So it's any quality that is supportive of true well-being. And that's what's being pointed to here. And the invitation is to consciously turn the attention towards all of the times where we are choosing to incline towards, to cultivate that which is truly beneficial, that which is truly skillful and leading towards well-being and happiness, not just reaching for our nearest vice or habit or whatever it is, but actually when there is this movement towards the skillful, towards the wholesome, towards that which is truly beneficial. So I invite you to reflect for a moment on some of the skillful qualities that you've noticed that maybe have grown in you since you started practicing. Or perhaps they were already there, but they're being more deeply supported and strengthened through this practice. It might be kindness or generosity or truthfulness or patience, non-reactivity, or mindfulness, awareness, or wisdom. And invite you to appreciate, to feel into the immediate well-being here and now that these wholesome or skillful qualities bring. And also recognizing that they fundamentally steer the habits of our minds towards greater and greater well-being in the future. And turning towards and appreciating these qualities that are truly beneficial, that are resonant with true well-being. When we turn to them and recognize and appreciate them, we have a natural resonance with that which is in alignment with true well-being. And this resonance supports their growth, supports them to continue and to deepen, supports them to arise more frequently in the future. Perhaps take a moment to appreciate all of those even small moments that you've chosen to steer your heart, your mind towards a more skillful way of relating to what's happening, whether that be a simple moment of kindness or compassion, or choosing to pause to allow for some more space and calm and perspective. Perhaps a moment of patience. Or again, just this simple cultivation of awareness. These intentions that steer us towards these wholesome qualities. These are the roots. These are the sources of happiness. Actions of body, speech, and mind rooted in wholesome intentions. And recognizing and appreciating every, even the small, seemingly insignificant times where we incline our actions or our minds in the direction of the wholesome. Letting the goodness, the health, the alignment of that resonate with this natural feedback system, this natural orientation towards well-being that we all have. And even right now, the intention to be practicing, the intention to be cultivating skillful qualities, wholesome qualities. This, in and of itself, is something that we can delight in. Just this, even this simple intention to move towards greater well-being and ease and kindness. We can appreciate this intention that brings us here to practice. This is cultivating the wholesome. Allowing this feeling of goodness to suffuse the body, breathing into that or breathing with that. Delighting and enjoying every moment of cultivating the wholesome, recognizing that this is an act of goodwill. It comes from wishing for true happiness and well-being. We can delight in the fact that we are indeed moving in the direction of greater happiness and well-being with every moment of practice. And even when it feels like there aren't very many wholesome qualities available, can appreciate the awareness itself that can recognize that. Awareness itself is deeply skillful and onward leading and wholesome. Awareness or mindfulness, remembering the present moment, makes the whole practice possible. So every moment of recognizing the present moment experience, we can appreciate that we're cultivating these beautiful qualities of heart and mind. This is a powerfully skillful quality, this mindfulness, awareness, remembering the present moment. Perhaps you can notice some of the benefit of even just simple awareness, simple recognition. Right now, there is awareness. What difference does that make? Perhaps you recognize that there's so much more choice in how we relate to, respond to what's happening in our lives, in the world, when there's awareness. And even without thinking about it, perhaps you can tune into the subtle, pleasant quality of awareness itself. The simplicity, the spaciousness. Perhaps an inner stillness that exists even amidst noise and agitation. Or a subtle inner vastness that is profoundly untroubled by whatever it knows. We can appreciate the subtle kindness of awareness itself. Perhaps not in this strong affective way, but the kindness of perfect allowing and allowing all experience to simply arise and be known and be just as it is. This wise and kind holding of all experience. Breathing into this simple and enjoyment, delight, appreciation of whatever degree of skillful or beneficial qualities of mind that are present. Delighting in this simple kindness. Delighting in tranquility. Delighting in the wise awareness that knows whatever is happening, even when it feels unpleasant or difficult. And when the mind wanders off, which it inevitably will, as soon as we recognize that the mind has been lost in thought, awareness is there again, right there. Can we, instead of giving in to perhaps the impulse to judge having been lost, can we appreciate the arising of this skillful, wholesome, beautiful quality of awareness? Oh, awareness is present again. And we appreciate that, delight in that. recognize the benefit that that brings. Appreciating the goodness of developing these qualities and habits of mind that support true happiness. In every moment, and allowing this goodness, this wholesome enjoyment and delight to gladden and uplift the heart and mind. Allowing that gladness to suffuse the body and mind. Allowing this to support a natural settling, natural stilling. Not something to do or try to create, but something to allow for, to open to. Something to be available for. Being available to the present moment. And in these last minutes of this formal practice period, take a moment to reflect on this meditation period and appreciate any moments of a kind or wise relationship to experience, or any moments of simple awareness, or any kind of beneficial qualities of mind, even if it was just one or two. Appreciating these moments as precious and powerful seeds that we're planting for our happiness here and now. And planting seeds that will grow and blossom in the future. Appreciate any wholesome intentions. That you noticed during this practice period. No intention, no quality of mind or heart is too small to make a difference. Every moment of kindness, of patience, of truthfulness of steadiness, of equanimity. Every moment ripples out into the unfolding of our hearts and minds and supports our future well-being. So appreciating any wholesome qualities that have been here. And even if you can't find any in your memory, you can appreciate the wholesome intention to practice. Thank you all for your beautiful practice.